got to know. Oh, we pray a hedge of protection, Lord. I love Tim Hawkins on this. We pray a hedge. Like the devil's walking around like, oh, they know what I can't get through a hedge. Things that we use, words and terminologies that we use in the church today. We got to have clones. We got to send them down the assembly line. Everybody's got to look the same, dress the same, smell the same, drive the same cars. By the way, there are doctrines on that. You wear the same haircut. Nobody looks different than the other person. I thank God you look different. Because when you do look the same, I forget your name. I actually have to speak your name several times in order to remember it. I mean, bless God, Heather has put up with a lot. I called her Heidi for the first 2 months. At least. I kept looking, and as soon as I'd say it, I knew I'd done messed up. And praise God, she took it in stride. But we want people to look just like us. We want people to act just like us. You know what? I don't want my children to act just like me. I want them to act like they are, who they are, with discipline in their lives. Because if we just run around and do whatever we want with undiscipline, what happens? Nothing good happens. Even the Bible says that a horse has to have training. It has to have discipline. You can be the black stallion, but until you bring that into discipline and obedience, you're just a hay burner. God wants to show you aspects of him that have been ignored. You know, I was talking to my brother back in November. He said, you know, one thing that I always remember, and now it makes a little bit of sense why he always loved the fish. But the only Christian music that we had at that time was Bill Gaither. Yeah, most of you know who Bill Gaither is. That was all that I was allowed to know about. And then later on, we got a Maranatha record, and I didn't realize some of the people that were on it and who they would become to me in life. Like Sweet Comfort Band, you know, they sounded country on there, but by the time the mid-80s rolled around, they were rock. Daniel Amos, you know, they played Angel Riding Shotgun. You know, again, it sounded like, and it is totally a country song, but when I saw them at Cornerstone, they were totally techno, man. I mean, it was wow and loud. But Bill Gaither, you know, my brothers and sisters were, you know, Barbie's as close as she's 4 years behind me, and so we'd always listen to the Gaither, it was a kid's record, and there was one song, God Loves to Talk to Little Boys While They're Fishing. You don't hear that being taught in the church. What you hear is God only talks to you in church. I thank God that's not the truth. God talks to me when I've got a table saw screaming, when I've got dust flying in the air. I have worked out more revelations by doing things creative than I ever did spend holed up in a corner in a closet. And I believe that's because there's a creative side of God. The Bible's full of it. Our Bible begins, in the beginning, God created. And what God started perhaps billions of years ago is still going on today. Well, Pastor, ain't nothing happening here. It didn't stop here. Keep on going to this galaxy and this one. God, I don't believe, meant for us to be trapped. I know it's a whole other concept for you to get hold of. But so is living forever. So if man was going to live forever, and as Jesus is now, we will be, Jesus was able to go travel between earth and heaven. So why couldn't God have other planets in these huge galaxies that we could go and visit? I don't know. I'm just saying, I want to stoke the fires a little bit. But I want us to, more than anything, to realize that just because our brother or our sister doesn't like the same kind of music, don't like the kind of vehicle I drive, doesn't make them or you better. There are things I like that my wife hates, and vice versa. Who's right? We are in our own eyes. There are things my boys like. I mean, they give me grief on things. Well, Dad, you know, I'm like, just shut up. But there are things that I know they can do. They're like, no, Dad, I can't do it, but I know you can. There's so many things in our own lives. God's like, I know you can do it. Oh, but God, I can't. I gotta have somebody here with me. Remember Moses? Go to Pharaoh. Oh, but Lord, I can't talk right. I get all tongue-tied when I'm around people. God said, okay, I'll send Aaron with you. What'd Moses say? Let my people go. What Aaron say? I'm just going to stand here. Moses still did the talking. And then when it came to the prophesying, he had a different revelation of God than Joshua did. Joshua didn't quite know him as well as Moses did. Moses knew that it was God's heart, God's will for his spirit to be in all man and to bring forth the word. Today we've been taught that unless you've gone to the right schools, you've got the right diplomas and things hanging on your wall, that you can't teach the word of God. Well, I beg to differ, and I want to tell you this. Most people that are teaching the Word of God today aren't teaching the Word of God. They're teaching doctrines that have absolutely no founding in the Bible. None. Forbidding priests to marry. Can anybody find that in the Bible? No. As a matter of fact, I'll show you, I believe it's either there or Matthew, right in that neighborhood, where Jesus said, not everybody can do this. Not everybody can remain celibate all their life. There are people, they have absolutely no desire. Well, that was my whole point in living. Sorry, just going to be honest. Like, well, God, if you didn't put me here for any other purpose, then just take me out of here. So it was obviously not a message I could grab hold of. We teach things because we want to control people. Women, you got to have your hair in a bun. You got to have your dresses down to your ankles. You got to have it up to your throat. No makeup. I thank God for makeup. And I thank God even greater that men, we just look good without it. But we've got whole schools of thought on how to be holy. And that's where it comes in. we try to be holy by controlling people. No, 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 you can't listen to rock music. It's of the devil. Really? Never thought of it like that. So why are you playing electric guitar on your stage? Well, we play it differently. It's still the same instrument. You can't be rich. After all, money is the root of all evil. Well, thank you for the misquotation of the word. It's the love of money is a root of all evil. As I'll point out again, Lucifer did not fall because there was a bucket of gold that he wanted. His was pride. Man did not fall because it was a golden apple. Well, it was a golden delicious app, Pastor. No, golden delicious wasn't created until 1947 in Clay County, West Virginia. Which happens to be where my dad was born. That's his favorite apple. So, no, it wasn't a golden delicious. It was a lust. Wanting something that doesn't belong to you. David got into trouble because of lust. This one was a woman. But so we create rules and regulations to control people. Women, you have to have long hair. Well, you know what? I told Angela the other day, I said, you know, I'm. This is where I get myself into trouble. And I follow me. I actually match my shoes and my belt. I don't know why. I learned that a couple years ago. Before, it didn't matter. But now I know if you're wearing black shoes, you need to be wearing a black belt. See? Black shoes, black belt. There are things I care about. There are things I know that work. And there are people I know that long hair on the wrong face shape, it doesn't accentuate them. The wrong clothes on the wrong body style doesn't accentuate the person they are. Most women actually wear certain clothes to hide. And I know you don't wear stripes. Some of my favorite shirts were striped, although I won't wear them now because I'm a little bit bigger than I was and a little pudgier in places. Yeah. Yeah, and it depends on the figure. But we've created things to just control people to the things we like. I have heard preachers stand up in the pulpit and say that if a man is wearing shorts, he's not a man. You know what? I'm going to wear my shorts and I'm going to challenge you. We're going to go man to man, and we're going to see who the man is. Because their idea of a man is they always wear long pants. If that's what you want, that's fine. But don't teach it as a doctrine because you don't like shorts. I love shorts. If I could wear shorts year-round, I would do it. I would have been a great preacher in Bermuda. Do you know how you tell a man who lives in Bermuda over a tourist? The man who lives in Bermuda has hairy knees. Because he doesn't wear long pants. He's wearing shorts all the time. And the pants aren't wearing the hair. That is the truth. I learned that way back. And then I thought, well, maybe I need to go to Bermuda. I ain't got to worry about that. All the hair's falling off my legs. I look like a dog with mange. I got spots on my leg that are so smooth, you women would be jealous. I have no idea how to get the hair to grow back either. Maybe a little Rogaine. But you see, we create things just to control people. False doctrines. Because of something we don't like. Your house has to be plain white. Okay, if you like plain white, I bless you. I like some color. You know, we used to have a neighbor down the street. You know, we painted our house. It was just plain white originally. It would look nice. And then we decided to change a color up on it. And while I was out, I got some other colors of paint. And I said, honey, come here. Look at this. What do you think? She started liking it. The guy down the street had been working on his house for a while, too. His house is primarily white with red and blue accents. Not exactly we're talking red, white, and blue, okay? Flag color, red, white, and blue. Not my taste, but it's his house. Well, it's going to bring down the property values, not as much as the dump behind me, that they don't mow their grass. Got rats crawling out of the trash every night. He keeps his house up. Just because I don't like it doesn't make it wrong. Then you could get stuck living in a place like Candlewood where they got to vote on whether they like your house. Kyle just finally got him to approve his roof. He's like, what's wrong with this color? It falls within your guidelines. No, we got to approve it. It doesn't. He's like, yes, it does. Finally, they approved it. We do it to control each other. There was a point the disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, who's greater? Jesus said, you need to become as a little child. They also said, Lord, James and John sent their mama to Jesus, you know. We'll send mama, get a little bit of attention from Jesus. She says, Lord, when you enter your kingdom, I want one son to sit on one hand and the other one to sit on the other. Can you imagine being Jesus at this point? Like, woman, you done fell down, hit your head. That's not for me to give, he says. He also taught us, he said, you strive to rule over each other. This should not be so. You want to be great in my kingdom? Be a servant. Be a servant. You want to know who's going to sit at the right hand and the left hand of Jesus? The servants. Not those who elevate and say, well, we're going to rule from up here. Those who rolled up their sleeves, even rolled up their pant legs and got down in the muck and helped. But no, because of people's differences, we want them everybody to be a clone. You know what? Three different boys, the same parents, they had the same opportunity to be identical, and they are not. I got one who doesn't like eggnog. Two, as I found out, that do not like eggnog. I think they're nuts. One who doesn't like strawberries. Until I told him, I said, well, since you don't like strawberries, you can pick them because you won't eat them. Then he tried his strawberries. Oh, I think I do like strawberries, so I can't pick them now. Yeah, how convenient. That's pretty smart for an 8-year-old. But the different things that my boys like and that they don't like. It's like, really? What don't you like about that? I don't think we got any that don't like oysters, do we? Justin would probably be our pickiest eater. I mean, there's things that we're like, you got to be weird, child. You don't like those? Nope, he don't like them. I'm talking about other things as well. But you know what? That's what makes him him. They each have their own likes. That's what makes them who they are. You have your own likes. That makes you to God. Like I said, you might be one of those people that can lock yourself in a closet and pray for hours, and God opens the windows of heaven to knowledge and experience with Him. Or you might be one of those that has to go for a walk. Or you might be like me. Somebody told me that Doc Barclay is the same way. God talks to him when he's building things. I need to be building more stuff. Don't worry because people don't do what you want. They look different, they sound different, they smell different, they're going to think different. Each generation has its own things. You know, I can imagine the generation that started kids and stuff in the 50s, and then they started seeing the teenagers in the 60s and growing their hair out, and they were doing different things. Muscle cars came out. And why do you need that? You don't need anything more than a six-cylinder. No, I don't need anything more than a six-cylinder, but I want something more than a six-cylinder. And then the 70s generation, you know, late 60s, we started out, rock and roll totally changed. Through the 70s, it began to progress. Late 70s, we started the hairband era. We started my era. But then in the 90s, it changed again. Heavy metal today is not the heavy metal from the 80s. I don't necessarily like all the heavy metal today. When I say heavy metal, I'm talking, let's go back about almost 30 years now. That's scary. But what does amaze me is how many. See, when I asked for classic rock hands to go up, there were just as many kids, my kids included, who raised their hands because they do like things I like. But I've given them opportunities to like what they want. I haven't tried to control them. I want them to be who they are, and God wants you to be who you are. You know, Angela and I, we've grown in different things over the years. We were just talking this morning about the kitchen. After we had white cabinets at one time in life, and I swore up and down, never again. White cabinets are of the devil. They are. I'm sorry. They show every speck of stuff you missed when you pulled the blender or the mixer out and forgot to shut the meter off. So now I have cream-colored cabinets. But you know what? I love them. I love my kitchen. It was her dream. She said, this is what I want. I said, all right. When I finally got on board, I was able to build her what she wanted. But there's other things that she has relented and said, okay, if that's what you want. That's the way a relationship goes. Take the time to let God show you who He really is. Instead of saying, no, you need to be more like me. I thank God she's not like me. I couldn't stand myself. I told you she's nicknamed me Essay, right? That don't mean friend. These are initials. Smart aleck. I couldn't handle it. I got three of my own. At least right now I'm still stronger than them. Well, may not be stronger, but I cheat. And unfortunately, they learned well. But don't be worried about what other people are thinking. Don't be worried about, well, you know, I got to look like this. I wish everybody would look like me and act like me. Really, what a boring world. I thank God for those of you that have Dodges. It makes me beating you easier. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I think they sound awesome. I just couldn't resist it. Because I hate to tell you, as much as I've picked on Dodges over the years, there's probably two cars. I would have a Charger and a Challenger. I've looked at both of them. But I've just ridden Dodge and Chrysler so hard over the last 20 years that I still can't bring myself to it again. Not after our New Yorker. But if I was honest with you, I've had just as much problems with the Ford as I did with the Dodge. Just being honest, $2,000 to change spark plugs because some moron thought it was a good idea to put aluminum heads with aluminum holes and steel spark plugs so that they break. Yeah. Good design, guys. How about we change it next year? No, let's wait 15 years. But that's a soapbox. That's my preference. And, you know, you may not. I see something. You don't like Ford, I know. That's why I'm driving a GMC. My godly man's Chevy. All right, let's stand. It beats the alternative of what Joshua told me it was. Because I am a happy man. Hallelujah. I want you all to always remember, God created you special. There's nobody else on this planet just like you. You may have your proverbial twin. Yeah, I know, and unfortunately, in my case, they've always been evil twins. They've always been doing something stupid. Sometimes it was me, I'll admit. But like one time I went through the drive-thru here in town, and the gal at the thing says, "Oh, I went to your club the other night, and I really enjoyed the show." I say, "What?" It's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, you the male strippers." I said, "What?" She looked at me. I said, "Ma'am, I'm a preacher, and over there's my church." She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you look like the guy that owns this club." And I talked to somebody. They said, "Yeah, I know who they're talking about, and yeah, you do resemble him." I'm thinking, great, my twin owns a strip club. And people around here know him. Maybe that's why some of you are here. You thought, no. I'm just teasing. God made you special, and he loves you as an individual. You only change the things that goes against him. You don't have to change the things that goes against what man says. Gotta have a beard. Don't gotta have a beard. Can't have long hair. Can't wear makeup. You know, I thank God makeup. If somebody were to ask me if I was against lipstick, I'd have to say not as often as I'd like. That's what Lester Summerall said. He said, "Brother Summerall, you against lipstick?" He says, "Not as often as I'd like." Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your great and abounding love for us. Lord, that you created each and every one of us. Lord, you know everything about us. You know how many freckles we've got, how many hair we have. Lord, I thank you that you created us as individuals. That when you were creating Adam, you saw through the sands of time, you saw every last one of us and who we would be, what we would like, what we wouldn't like. And Father, you sent us here at certain times so that we could enjoy them. So Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you that they are individuals. But Lord, help us to remember that we are all individuals and that we sometimes have to just accept those things and the people as they are. And to love them anyhow. For Father, if we're going to be truthful, we're all weird. We've all got a little weird something. No matter how sane we seem to think we are, it's just a little bit crazy. So Lord, bless these people. For I know they love you. Father, pour your blessings out into their lives. Open those windows of heaven and pour out blessings into their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.